Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. These daily challenges are meant to help you explore what it means to follow Jesus as part of a busy commuting lifestyle. Now, if you've never learned what it means to follow Jesus in the first place, I'd encourage you to check out our introductory course. It's called Christianity 101. You can find it through the same website or app, where you'll find a basic introduction to the concepts that these challenges are meant to build upon. These challenges are meant to keep a community of people studying the same things at the same time. It's meant to keep us in sync, so that even though we're not meeting together in person, we're part of a community. That means we have a weekly rhythm that we follow. Every Monday, we introduce the idea for the week. Every Tuesday, we study it in the Bible. Every Wednesday, we see how that changes and transforms us. Thursdays, we try to apply and live out what we've been learning. Fridays, we pray and reflect. Saturday is a day of rest, and then Sunday is a day for community, especially Christian community. And that's why we have a brand new church that started in Ajax every second Sunday called Redeemer Church. We have a really innovative service called the Family Room, meant for people of all ages to worship and learn together in one room. I encourage you to check out redeemerajax.ca for more information on how you can become a part of our new Christian community that meets in person. Well, what is the most powerful thing you've ever seen? Was it a force of nature? Was it somebody? Was it something that happened unnaturally? Well, I remember a few years ago, I was on a vacation in Cuba, and there was a hurricane passing by in the last couple days of my vacation. It wasn't going to hit the island directly. We were perfectly safe. We didn't have to leave early or anything. But even just the edge of that storm hitting us was an immense display of power. I remember watching from the resort the force of this storm as the wind, you know, tipped the trees sideways, it seemed, and I watched leaves fly across the grounds. It was quite a powerful storm. Amazing to see the forces of nature at work. The edge of the storm was enough for me. Imagine what it would have been like to actually be hit by that storm, to be directly in the path. Nature can be a powerful and terrifying thing. When we're not, you know, in danger from nature, it's easy to step back and be in awe at what God has created in this world, at the forces and powers in this world that are beyond us. That kind of experience can just open our eyes, because sometimes we get a little inward focused in our lives and we start to think it's all about us, that we are the ultimate source of power in life ourselves, that it's all about us, and we can neglect that we're not alone in this world, but that there is a much greater power who created us, who sustains us, who is in command of all the forces of this world. And sometimes a powerful storm like that can just kind of remind us of that, that, wow, I am small. I think I have it all under control, but I clearly don't. Clearly, I'm at the mercy of something much more powerful, whether it's a storm or a powerful Almighty God. So here's your question for today. What is the most powerful thing you've ever seen? Share that story with somebody you know, and let them know why you're thinking about this, and invite them to do our challenges with you as part of a little discussion group you can form, where every day you watch the videos or listen to the podcast together or apart, and then whenever you do see each other, discuss what you've been learning. Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.